If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Ow! I was going to try to do a German accent, but I
a what?
A German accent.
Oh, nein!
Welcome back to Crimson Corn Podcast. I'm the great and powerful mystery.
And I'm Jay Clone 43.
And we're going to do a little story today about old Hitler.
Oh, well, that's fun. Oh, but before you get into it.
You got some small talk.
Some small talk. So a couple things happened last night at the old alley, the bowling alley. Mm. One of them, if you're anyone listening to Crips and Coffee, well, when we recorded that, you've seen that I think I threw my back out bowling last night. So that's fun.
Getting old.
That was one of the things, so we'll see how tonight's bowling goes.
Oh, you have to bowl tonight still?
Yeah. It's Tuesday.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll make it work. But the other thing, someone sent me an announcement. Text it to me.
Okay.
So, and it just so happened to be wearing the shirt from this year. So this year we went to Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival, right? 2025. Mm-hmm. We were speakers at it and everything. Mm-hmm. And on the way there, what did we do before we got there? You remember?
What did we do
before? What did we do before? As we were traveling down to Hocking Hills, we stopped and did something the day before.
I don't remember.
How do you not remember?
This year?
Yeah. We went and seen Nick. Nick met us there. What did we go to?
I don't remember.
I remember the Ohio State Fair.
Oh, AJR.
We went to an AJR concert.
That wasn't Hocking Hills.
What was that?
Squonkapalooza.
That was Squonk?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. The week before. I knew we were going down that way or going east.
Okay.
Okay, so sorry. Squonkapalooza.
Oh, I know what this thing is. You're going to ruin your Christmas present.
Who just got announced at the Ohio State Fair?
I know who it is. Go ahead.
Weird Al is going to be at the Ohio State Fair in 2026. So I think I'm probably just advertising for him right now. So
Emily was trying to get you tickets for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not on sale yet.
No, they're not.
They don't go on sale till February.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, so, yeah, I don't know. Probably going to have to go to that. What are the odds, though, that 1 year's AJR and the next year's Weird Al?
I would love to go.
Isn't that weird, though?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
like your favorite band?
Yeah.
And then my favorite?
Yeah.
Back to back?
I mean, I'd love to go.
It's just,
if we can, we'll get tickets.
Oh, we're going to get tickets. We got to get front row tickets.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I like Weird Al.
VIP tickets. He'll remember me.
I like the parody stuff more than the other stuff, but that's just me.
What's the other stuff?
I don't know.
I was just curious what you would say. Come on, the other stuff, that's the good stuff. That's the originals. Anyone out there that doesn't know, Weird Al original songs are better than the parodies.
I'm not saying they're not. It's just what I prefer.
No, I know. But most people don't even know he has original songs. All right, that was my two big announcements.
I love the polka medleys.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
That's probably my favorite things, just because, I don't know.
They're fun. They're enjoyable.
Polka Face is my favorite.
That's a good one, too. Melodies. That's a good one off the Alpocalypse album.
Old Hitler. So, I mean, the Crips and Coffee people kind of sparked your memory. But what do you remember of Old Hitler?
I remember it being that shark. We talked about it. I think it was on a Patreon episode we had brought it up. I think it was in that episode when maybe not, about that shark that went down in the...
They
got eaten. Something pulled a shark down.
No, it wasn't that episode.
It wasn't?
Because we did a giant shark episode that old Hitler was in.
Maybe it was that one, yeah.
Because I remember the giant white, the massive white shark that was seen in Australia that like busted through the nets.
Maybe.
That we talked about. And I don't know if it was a Patreon main show. We talked about it being a whale shark because they can be albino. But it had been the biggest whale shark on record.
Now I remember that, yes.
And it literally was so big it just was busting through these fish nets.
That's wild.
Because they do run into fishnets all the time. That's how most of the big ones die.
Whale sharks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because the way they filter, their eyes are on the side of their head and they don't see very well.
Yeah. And they're just big.
Finding Dory did that as a joke.
What?
That Daisy Destiny. I can't remember the whale shark's name in it.
Okay.
But she was nearsighted.
Okay.
So everything was so blurry that she kept running into walls and stuff like that.
Oh, gotcha.
And that was the end of it. They're like, well, in the ocean, there's no walls, Destiny. She's like, because she's scared to go back to the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Because she can't see very well.
Yeah.
And she keeps running into things.
Because she was in captivity?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she got rescued. That was at the Marine Rehabilitation Center.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'd never seen it.
It's good.
Seems like I like Finding Nemo.
I mean, I don't know. I'm always skeptical about sequels.
Oh, for sure. Me too. But, you know, like...
6 minutes in talking about Finding Nemo.
Sometimes they just knock him out of the park. Like Terminator 2, way better than the first one.
So, yeah, big shark, old Hitler.
Okay, so old Hitler is a big shark.
What kind of shark?
He's probably a great white.
You think he's a great white?
Or a tiger shark or a bull shark?
None of those.
Okay, lemon shark.
Nope.
I don't know, I could keep going. Basking shark, goblin shark.
Nope.
I don't know. Oh, great white-tipped reef shark.
No. There's no such thing as a great white-tipped reef shark. But
I think I mixed three of them together.
Yeah. I mean, there is a reef shark. I mean, there's a black-tipped reef shark and a white-tipped reef shark.
Oh, okay.
But those are real animals.
The great white.
Because there's ocean. They're called oceanic white-tips.
Okay.
Or like coastal white-tips. What other extremely large shark with teeth have you forgotten? And don't feel bad. Everybody forgets this kind of shark when it comes to predators.
Oh gosh. I already said tiger shark. Hammerhead.
Yep.
There we go. Hammerhead.
Because they're up there with the biggest of the predatory sharks. People do not realize it.
That used to be my favorite shark, Hammerhead.
Great. So, old Hitler, we're going to talk about the story of Florida's most monstrous, notorious shark legend that were fishermen tales off the coast of Santa Rosa and Tampa for decades. Florida residents have reported sightings of an extremely legendary hammerhead shark along the state's southern Gulf Coast.
That's pretty cool.
While huge sharks in Florida's coast aren't anything new, supposed eyewitnesses place this giant hammerhead well over 20 feet long, and estimated at more than 2,000 pounds, making it a true giant among sharks.
That's a pretty big shark.
At that size, there's only 20 feet long is kind of where like tigers and bulls kind of top out at like 16 feet. There's some suggestions that they maybe get 18 or 20.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about great hammerheads later.
Okay.
Which they top out at like 18 or 20.
Great hammerheads?
Yeah, that's a species of hammerhead shark.
Wow, okay.
Where they kind of top out at that size. This is bigger than pretty much all of those.
Okay.
Larger than the largest.
Are there multiple species of hammerhead?
Many.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Many.
So much for it being my favorite shark. I didn't know that.
No, I mean, it's a group of sharks.
Yeah, yeah. No, I guess I didn't realize that.
And, you know, for anybody at home, how do the people ID that it's a hammerhead shark? Well, it's got a giant hammer on its head. The big eyes, you know, the big eye stalks.
Big, flat, wide head. Mm-hmm. Not white, wide head.
The folklore has been propagated largely thanks to fishermen working in the Gulf Coast in places like Tampa Bay. Although the shark's nickname is literally, or is likely to raise any eyebrows to people that don't know it, like old Hitler, you know? You hear somebody's talking about, we see an old Hitler out there today.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Right, yeah. It's a little off-putting at first.
Yeah. This hammerhead shark on Banner Reef, which is Florida State Archives public domain, according to the Naples Daily News, the legend started right at the stern of World War II, when German U-boats began invading off the east coast of the U.S. during this time.
Okay.
So people were freaking out because U-boats were being seen all over,
yeah,
popping up randomly. They were, you know, in the rivers near capital. Like, they were, it was crazy. So everybody was watching the water hardcore, looking for anything that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
The German submarines sank several American vessels off the coast of Florida.
Okay.
Causing the U.S. military to deploy blimps to patrol the state's coastline, looking for any dark shapes in the water. However, private ships sailing through the waters grew paranoid of being attacked by Germans, and they were often reported seeing extremely large and unidentified watercraft around shipping ports.
Oh, man.
Although many of these sightings were ultimately found out to be giant hammerhead sharks swimming near the surface.
Mm.
These sharks, or shark, was so big that people thought it was a German U-boat.
That's big shark.
That's like whale shark, some of the stories.
Well, I just, in my head, I'm picturing them like being so like on edge, just waiting for anything.
And a whale pops up?
Well, just one of these sharks, and they just light it up with like a cannon or something.
They did that to a whale.
Oh, man.
That was off the coast of Florida, too, in World War II.
And it exploded?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's so terrible. Like, submarine fire! And then and guts are flying everywhere. Like,
it would, no, oh. It would, it was red mist.
Oh, yeah.
Direct hit, sir.
Yeah, you hit the main. Yeah, no, it's so bad.
He just hated whales.
Yeah.
But yeah, they found it was just all, you know, these giants. And with commercial fishermen becoming more and more popular at the end of the war and after the war, fishermen began to encounter an extremely large hammerhead shark increasingly more often, bringing the rays and fishing tales about this giant hammerhead. Many of these stories describe a shark as dark as the shadows and covered with deep scars, the Naples Daily News reports.
Okay.
So this is a giant old battle. So there's where the argument is, if it's several, because some of these scars reported different on others.
Okay.
There may have been several old Hitlers, whatever this species of giant hammerhead was.
Right.
But they're, what a big thing is, they're extremely dark.
Okay.
Colored. Which is odd for hammerheads, we'll get to later.
Gotcha.
Extremely dark and covered in scars and all kinds of battle wounds and that kind of stuff.
It's like, you know, James Bond, you know?
Sure.
James Bond, there's one out there, but there's multiple people that play the role.
Others say the shark had giant machete wounds. Ooh. As if somebody was hacking at it as it was eating them.
That's terrible.
With one report even saying one of the massive beasts had a knife stuck through its dorsal fin.
Holy cow, okay.
As a result, with messing with fishermen hauling in and dumping, you know, basically grabbing fishing nets and pulling the fish back into the ocean.
Yeah.
And some guy, like, just stabbed it.
I mean, if I'm a 20-foot shark, I would be doing the same thing, too.
Mm-hmm. In other stories, the scars on old Hitler's head are shaped like a swastika.
No, it isn't. Really?
Now, here's what it is. It looks like the people said it's a boat, like a boat strike.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Okay. It just kind of looks like it resembles it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Is that where the nickname came from?
No. The nickname, we'll get to that.
Okay.
The nickname is more over the time that this thing got really famous.
Okay. Okay, fair.
That it was just a monster. Like the swastika thing, I think, came later.
After, yeah.
Like, yeah, I do think it had scars on its head.
Yeah.
Do I think it was in the shape of a swastika? No.
Someone probably photoshopped it in after, you know, like.
There's no photos of that.
Oh, there isn't.
We're talking 1950s right now.
Yeah, it's still. I mean, there's photographs then.
Yeah, but it's hard to get a giant shark in the ocean to hold still. And
that's
take a photo.
True. Yeah.
It's not like today with, you know, cameras on everything and you could just
see it.
Yeah, take a frame.
Yeah. There's cameras on your fridge now.
Yeah, it is. Many anglers in the region have also had their own tales to tell about this creature. Although some of these stories, you know, some people think these stories could even be true. You know, fishermen tales. The Florida Fish Council, or the Florida Wildlife Council, reports that giant great hammerhead sharks, the largest of the species of hammerhead, are known to frequent the inlets and the bay mouths in the Florida Gulf Coast. They're no strangers to this area. I've seen them. I've seen really big ones swimming in this area. They've been known to reach nearly 20 feet long and can live well over 20 to 25 years.
Mm.
In addition, great hammerheads report ranking 7th in unprovoked attacks on people. They are often get inadvertently tangled up in fishing line and fishing boats along the coast, and they lash out because they're in pain. But they will bite people. It's just like any other shark.
Well, if they didn't have such weird-shaped heads, they wouldn't get stuck.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
When people see a very large hammerhead shark, they just want to say, that must be old Hitler. Director Bob Hunter of the Center of Shark Research at the Moat Marine Laboratory told the Tampa Bay Times in 2007. He said, I just think it's a catchy nickname.
Well, I guess he's kind of right.
Yeah, old Hitler was seen attacked. Like, there's stories, and this is for, you know, a lighter episode. There's stories where old Hitler was attacking boats, kind of like Jaws stuff. And there's some thoughts that, because Jaws was not a great white shark.
What do you mean?
The actual stories of Amity Island and all that.
Okay, so you're talking the original story of Jaws.
The actual animal or event that inspired Jaws.
Was not a great white.
Was not a great white that did the stuff.
Okay.
A great white was seen where he wasn't supposed to be seen. He was in a river. Sorry, I'm moving the mic around. My back's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
I caught your backache.
Yeah, I know. It's contagious.
It was mostly likely a bull shark.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
For the original Jaws.
That inspired the story.
That did the attacks.
Was Jaws originally a book?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. So it was Rogue Shark killed, I believe, 3 or 4 people. And they're also opportunistic sharks, you know, you don't, but it was going in, one of the boys, young boys that died, I believe was near a culvert,
mm-hmm.
a freshwater culvert in a river.
Yeah, I know about them.
Yeah, but it was still pretty close to the ocean.
Yeah.
So the shark could have been feeding on stuff coming out of the culvert.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid pretty much just jumps, you know, right where he's feeding.
Feeding, yeah.
So some of this stuff, though, also from Jaws, may have been inspired by some of the old Hitler stories from the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So some people say that the name is inspired by the swastika shape on his head. I think it's the opposite. Most people believe that the name was just came up because the end of World War II and this massive shark, the U-boats, everybody was only seeing this shark because of U-boats.
Yeah.
Like they were looking for the U-boats.
They were looking for Germans.
Yeah. So people started going off, and that's when they started calling him old Hitler. And there's still, to this day, there's still reports of seeing old Hitler.
Really?
Yeah.
Still.
Now, here's the thing, is the behaviors of old Hitler are very different. So great hammerheads, that's a species, the great hammerhead. You know, like I said, massive individuals reach 20 feet. And they are, you know, they're not weak animals.
Mm-hmm.
They do oftentimes hunt in very shallow waters. They hunt extremely large animals, other sharks and tarpon. You know, they'll eat, yeah. Mostly, you know, they're going for giant stingrays.
Right.
But they can be quite aggressive predators, like giant tarpon, these giant fast fish they'll take on and eat. They are oftentimes light brown in color.
The tarpon?
No, the great hammerheads.
The great hammerheads are, okay. Not that classic, like, grayish,
I mean, kind of silvery. That light sandy brown, gray, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
These guys, a lot of old Hitler sightings from the 50s and on are almost black in color.
Really?
With a hammerhead.
Huh.
So one of my thoughts was always that this may be a cryptic species of hammerhead. So when we're saying this, it means it's well hidden from modern science.
Mm-hmm.
To where individuals, when we talked about our giant, even in our giant centipede stuff long, long ago, where we talked about there may be catching juveniles of this species and classifying it as the other species.
Gotcha.
Because it's so close enough.
Especially a juvenile.
Yeah.
You might not be able to tell the difference. Yeah.
So I think that there could be a cryptic species in the Atlantic Ocean of massive hammerhead shark. Because a lot of the old Hitler behaviors, like they're attacking boats, they're grabbing nets.
Yeah.
They're very, very much more aggressive than the typical hammerhead shark, the great hammer. I've been in the water with great hammers. That's what that one that almost killed me.
Yeah, pulled you in.
Yeah, it was a great hammer.
That you hooked on.
20 miles from where the old Hitler was, the sighting started.
Yeah.
I've seen them all over there. I've been in the water with them.
Hammerheads, you're talking.
Yeah.
Not great, old Hitlers.
Great hammerheads.
Yeah.
This giant species.
Right.
Biggest one I've ever seen, I'm going to say, is probably around 16 feet.
It's a big fish.
Gosh.
That's a big fish.
There's a lot of tigers. Or not tigers. A lot of bulls there, too. A lot of bulls.
That's kind of scary.
Those I don't... I mean, I've never was really scared of them, but we always were smart around them.
Yeah, respect them, yeah.
Yeah. But they'll come in and look at you. They're very curious.
We used to go... I think I told this story maybe before, but we used to go to Myrtle Beach, and I used to be scared of the ocean because I was... Somehow in my head, I'm going to get eaten by a shark being in there. And we were... I mean, we were little. I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. And I'd only go in the ocean about like up to my knees, maybe my waist, if a wave caught me off guard.
Yeah.
So my dad was sick of it pretty much because we drove all the way to South Carolina to go to the ocean. So he just picks me up and just starts walking out into the ocean deeper and deeper until he's up to his neck. And then he just dumps me. And he's like, all right, now you're swimming. So... I swam all the way back to the beach, and it did. I wasn't scared after that. I was like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid.
And then a shark grabbed you.
Yeah, then a shark ate my hair off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to it.
No, so one of my thoughts is there was always a much more aggressive, larger predator hammerhead species that is bigger than the top end of the great hammer.
Okay.
Where, and they're just really, really dark in color. They may be a deep ocean feeder. They may be preying more on marine mammals.
Ooh, what if they are deep ocean feeders and all the activity, I guess, at the time just was stirring them up, making them aggressive?
I think that could be some of it. The U-boats and the Navy presence. And
yeah.
All, you know, that was new to the world.
Right.
That was new to the world as far as we know.
Especially especially in that area, I guess, if mm-hmm. they're over here.
I mean, U-boats and fighting and blowing up and...
Yeah, that's new.
Mm-hmm. Newer. On that scale.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure, it could be stirring these guys up and they become more aggressive because they're in new environments. They're being driven out of the deep trench.
Right, yeah, now they're relying on this big swath of...
Because giant great hammerheads are... They do cross open ocean,
mm-hmm.
but they are shallow water feeders, generally yeah. speaking.
Mm-hmm.
They like the giant grass patches. They like, you know, these shallow waters. You'll see giant hammerheads with their back out of the water feeding.
Yeah.
That's how shallow that these 18, 19-foot monsters will go.
They
want to eat stingrays. They want to eat crabs. Yeah. That, you know, their head is designed for that.
Right, exactly.
Not that, like I already said, not that they're not capable of hunting, you know, 9-foot-long tarpon, which is an exaggeration. I think they top out at like 6 or 7.
Okay.
But, you know, not because they do that. They do hunt those animals.
Yeah.
But they're biologically designed from other things. So maybe this is the deep water version. There's more aggressive.
And what if all the scars and marks and stuff isn't just from human activity, you know?
Oh, I don't think it is. I think it's from them fighting either prey or each other.
Yeah. I was just say prey in deep ocean because everything down there is bigger.
I don't even think that they may be a seal eater like great whites.
Hmm.
And seals are notorious. Like great whites, if you look at their nose, they have tons and tons of deep gouges and scars.
Yeah.
From seals trying to defend themselves as they're being eaten.
Are seals, they don't go deep though, do they?
Yeah, some of them do. Like,
oh, really?
I mean, what do you consider deep in the ocean? I guess.
What was it? The leopard seal? Is that the one we talked about on Freaky Fauna?
Yeah, they dive pretty good. Yeah. They dive down.
Those ones go down pretty far. And those walruses, are aggressive too.
Yeah. I'll pick old Hitler over a leopard seal in the water any day.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Any day.
That's a quote for a t-shirt. I'll pick old Hitler over a leopard seal any day. And then
in the ocean. Be in the ocean with one of them? Yeah.
if there was no pictures or anything, just...
I think I could...
Someone reading
I don't
that?
Think I could win against either.
Yeah.
I think I have a better chance of deterring old Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Just smack its nose.
I mean, there's a lot of nerve endings in that whole big head.
Right, yeah.
So it'll get its eyes.
A leopard seal would just...
Toy with you.
And then play with your guts in front of you while you're still alive.
Like the penguins, they turn inside out for the fun of it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Leopard seal is pretty aggressive.
They're scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
I would not want to be in the ocean with one or any body of water.
There used to be ones that hunt zebras.
That's wild.
No, so I always wonder about that. So yeah, it could have been all of the activity, the U-boats, the bombing, all this stuff sinking, drove them out of the trench. Because in between like Bermuda and the continental U.S., it doesn't get super deep, but there is a pretty big trench there. I think it's like 1,200 feet or something like that.
Isn't that where the Sargasso Sea is, too? Mm-hmm. So,
and there's that, too. You know, the turning point of the ocean. Yeah. These could be Sargasso sharks.
Oh, they might be. Maybe they are. Maybe they feed on eels, and that's how they get so big.
I mean, that could be. They're hunting giant eels.
With this study of their guts. Well, I guess we'd have to catch one first, though.
There were a couple, quote-unquote, old Hitlers killed. You can look up pictures of them.
Huh.
The biggest one, though, that people claim when they killed old Hitler, I think was, here we go, 6 meters long and 500 kilograms.
6 meters. So that's like roughly like 20 feet. Like,
is that right? That's what it says, whether that's true or not. That was in the Bahamas. One was killed.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know my conversions that well. I just know meters are a little bit bigger than feet. And so 6'8" is like
18 feet.
So a little longer. I'm just estimating 20 feet.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's right there at the max size of a great hammer.
Yeah.
And then the people got in trouble because they are listed under the red list.
I am curious, though, about the dark color.
Well, it could be a morph, too.
Oh, it could be a morph, or like you said, just a different subspecies.
I think it's a whole different species, just with the behaviors.
Yeah.
I think that they're driven out of their home every once in a while and...
turn into this?
It's just, they're a lot more aggressive than the typical great hammer, because I've been around great hammers. There's, like, on the Florida feeding piers and stuff like that. I mean, yes, they are predators, but they're just not nearly as aggressive as a bull or a tiger or a white shark.
Right, they're not seeking you out to eat you.
But yeah, and those animals aren't either.
Yeah.
But like,
well, bulls. When
they're not seeking you out to eat you.
Ugh.
Almost every bite is a MSID.
There's
a reason they don't come back for a second one. If you look at most shark attacks.
Oh. Well, even great whites?
Yeah, but the problem is...
that first bite's pretty bad.
Yeah, when they're 4 foot across.
It's a little rough. Gosh.
2-inch long teeth. It's hard.
Seeing some of those jawbones in person is, I don't know. But it's pretty scary.
It's very rare to see two bites on a shark victim.
Yeah.
Any questions or any thoughts about old Hitler?
I guess nothing that comes to mind. I think it's good to point out though that it could be a brand new, not brand new, but a whole new species of great hammerhead, explaining the darker color, the different behavior. I like that thought of it over than just the plain old great hammerhead.
Yeah, because I just don't see it, the great hammerhead. I don't see these behaviors. They will follow fishing boats, and they will eat other sharks.
Yeah.
I've seen them like cut a shark in half that is 6 or 7 feet long.
Gosh.
On a fishing line.
That's wild.
But yeah, I really don't know. I really don't know, but this is always the thought I had whenever I heard about old Hitler. Is that it's because everybody that sees one is adamant that they are like black in color.
Mm.
And it's extremely, extremely, extremely rare for a great hammerhead to be dark colored.
Yeah.
Not impossible. And there's no such thing as an impossible color mutation, but.
So it just makes you wonder, curious.
Mm-hmm. But all right. Well, I've been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been J-Clone 43.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye.